This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can speak to smarter people than I that are in there. No, for real. I'm not joking. Because of this stuff, I never joke. Always serious. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do mean that sincerely, and I do appreciate the time. If you go up there, the I think it's a window at the top right-hand side of the website. There's a place you can give me your email address, so I can send you a weekly update. What we're going to be talking about, who we're going to have on. You know, the topics, the issues, or whatever. So you can be part of the solution, the conversation. I might miss something, and you can help me figure it out, find it again. Anyway, like I said, I'll always appreciate the time that you spent with me. All right, let's get to it. You know, after the first break, David Fisher is going to join me. And David, I've gotten to know him over the years, and I would consider him a friend. I won't say a good friend, because you can't have good friends unless you spend some time with them, right? That's what I always loved about California when I first moved here. Everybody was like your lifelong buddy in 24 hours. I always thought that was interesting. You know? Heck, where did it go? So you got to. You have to. Get to know people. That's the way really you grow friendships, right? Because otherwise maybe the word's too hard for them to spell. Otherwise, you're just simply building acquaintances. It ain't that hard. So David Fisher from Landmark Capital is going to join me. And he, like I said, he's been on the show a half a dozen times. We talk about gold and silver and the economy and that kind of thing. Yeah, and not to scare you into doing something either. You need information. Once you get the information, you can decide what to do with it. I don't care. I really don't care if you, I shouldn't say it, it doesn't sound right, but you know what I mean. I don't care whether you buy gold off of him or not. But you need to have information so you know how to deal with your finances. You need to have information so you know which way the market's going and what's going on and what have you. You know, with the Brits not coming and dropping out of the EU, that's going to start some pain for them. So he's going to discuss it. Like I said, he knows a heck of a lot more than I do about it. You know, it doesn't pay to be honest anymore. I know, hearing that out of my mouth, right? Because it costs you a lot of money to be honest. You know, the government always says that if you see something, say something. Except when it's them doing something wrong. So we just found out the DHS just fired an ICE whistleblower after offering her $100,000 to be quiet. So your tax dollars were being used to bribe a woman to keep her mouth shut. How does that make you feel? So the administration's contempt for whistleblowers was on full display in its treatment of a brave ICE agent who took a stand for our country's immigration laws. Thinking she was doing the responsible thing by going to Congress to voice her complaints, the Department of Homeland Security unceremoniously dismissed ICE Special Agent Taylor Johnson. Her dismissal comes in the wake of revelations, that the department was leaking information to newspapers to tarnish Johnson's image. Now, DHS conduct must have been extremely bad for them not to do that, but to also offer her a $100,000 severance, provided she did not discuss her case publicly any further. She was disgusted by the offer, and she flatly rejected it. And she plans to continue speaking out against ICE, as well she should. A veteran agency employee, Johnson, was up on her way. She was up on her way in ICE when she incurred the wrath of Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. Harry Reid. Remember him? Maybe she's the one that hit him in the eye. By opposing a foreign-backed visa program, since then, she's been hounded by administrative hassling that culminated in her dismissal last week. Now, Johnson's troubles began back in 2013 when she uncovered visa applications from countries like China, Russia, and Pakistan. Now, they were being admitted to the U.S. with little or no attempt to verify their trustworthiness. Being a model agent with many awards and no disciplinary issues, she aimed to solve the problem. But things took a turn for the worse when she crossed paths with one Corey Reid. Oh, the son of a senator from Nevada. Despite all the media coverage of her case, including a Washington gadfly that the ICE press secretary, with the approval of whatever this is, press seal, was peddling confidential information to discredit her in violation of the Privacy Act. Okay, my entire chain of command was appointed by Obama, she remarked. They can do anything they want to. That's coming from inside. And she went and complained long before she had anything negative on her. She complained to her superiors long before any of that happened. Now, in testimony last June at the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, Johnson said she was stripped of her gun and badge without explanation. After discovering fraud and abuse, some of the violations investigated surrounding the project included bank and wire fraud. Oh, we got to finish this up later on. Can't leave you hanging like that, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fisher joins me right after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Yeah, I know. Put your... You know, one of these days they're going to get a disco ball in here for this music. Seriously. And that way there, it'll just feel more natural. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, if some of you watched or read, I don't know if my listeners know how to read, but if you read the piece that I recently put up about Britain, right? I said the Brits are free and the sky is falling and everybody was freaking out and they were freaking out about where the markets were going and what have you. And I don't know a lot about the markets. I don't know a lot about the value of these things. But here's what I do know. We've seen this happen in other situations over the last, 20 or 30 years. And we've always come back. It always, for all intents and purposes, at some point in time comes back. And if you're one of those people that's a little bit of a nervous Nelly and you need a little bit more to understand how to be safe, other ways to be safe and be secure. Well, don't ask me because I don't have a clue, right? We're going to ask David Fisher because he always has a clue. He's on the show from actually quite a few times now. David Fisher is the CEO of Landmark Capital. And David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe, for having me. It's been a roller coaster ride in the marketplace as a result of the Brexit vote being 52% of the people voting to get out of the euro, 48% opposed. But it's still not a done deal yet. There's a lot in the aftermath, and they haven't done what you call Article 50, which is the official – once they do a thing called Article 50, that is the official announcement that they are exiting the euro, and then it's going to take 2 years after that. So we're going to be in a long run for some volatility possibly going on in the marketplace as a result of all this.
And now explain – the other thing too is I heard today or understand today now that the Brits never really went – to using the euro, did they?
Well, they have their own currency, the British pound, but they signed the euro actually came about in 1974, not the currency, but the makeup of the entity, the Commonwealth. And then in 1998, they actually launched the currency, and the Brits wanted to be a part of it through trade, so they're part of the European Union, but they didn't embark on the portion of where they don't have their sovereign currency anymore. They still keep the British pound and have always done so. And that's their currency got clobbered, literally clobbered this last week when they exited.
Wow.
So, of course, the euro went down. And here's what happened. In the markets, all indexes went down in paper except for the dollar. The dollar went up 2.5%. And gold went up 5% the day that they made this announcement of the result of the vote. I speak for a living. And so anyway, what happened, what that signals clearly says, by the dollar going up 2.5%, it says we're going to have some problems in the short term moving forward. By gold going up 5%, it tells us we're going to have some long-term problems, 2 to 5 years moving forward. So they also were talking about a recession and it triggering that. So there's just a lot of mess going on in the aftermath of this.
Now, you made a comment that gold went up 5%, which shows there's going to be a lot of problems. So for the ignorant like me, what does that mean?
Okay, well, yeah, great question. Thank you for bringing me back to earth and making this palatable so that everybody can understand. When gold goes up as much as it did, it was a $62 increase or 5%. That says the big money of the world is buying the asset class and they're moving their money there for safety because there's uncertainty. When Britain is, see, they understand the whole makeup of it and the Article 50 that needs to be invoked, which is going to be a 2-year-long process and possibly longer because they might not invoke Article 50 until the new prime minister gets put into place, and that might not be till October. So we're going to have 2+ years of uncertainty on what the aftermath of the ramification is by Britain leaving the euro system. So because of that, big money of the world, central banks and big hedge funds, they say, I got to move my money towards safety because the indexes and paper are not a safe place to be. So let's buy some gold. So gold going up is a reflection of we're going to have problems long term.
Now, that's what I love. You just used the word about 3 times, which people need to understand is use the word safety. So, you know, even though paper money has gone bad over the years and companies have lost companies. Listen to me. Yeah, they are like companies. Countries have lost their money has lost value and that kind of thing. Gold or silver or precious metals, they can hang in there for you. They can maintain some form of value for you to survive. Right?
You're exactly right. So if you look at what happened in other areas like the bank indexes, the United States has a bank index called the KBW, U.S. Bank Index. It went down severely, and it's down 25%. from a year ago till today. The euro equivalency of the index is called the Stoxx, S-T-O-X-X, EU Bank Index. It is at pre-2008 levels. So think with me. Joe put a few zeros behind your wealth, and all the listeners put a few zeros behind your
wealth. You end up with $3 there, David.
Okay. Okay, let's say you won the lottery then.
Okay, then we're good. We're good with that. All right. Good.
Okay. You got a few more shekels in your pocket.
I'm good with that. I like that. Okay.
Okay. And you're trying to be a good steward of the money. And so you're seeing massive uncertainty by the first time in history a country exit a major currency called the euro. And they're saying by their exiting, and you as a central bank manager are saying, this is unprecedented. This is going to cause a lot of financial problems. Because if they leave, other countries might leave also. So you start putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. I don't want to have 100% of my money out there where I could have a huge market loss. Because stocks, bank stocks went down double digits on last Friday in the United States.
Wow.
Bank stocks went down 7-8% yesterday. They're up 2-3%, so they're net 18% down in 3 days. So you're a hedge fund. You're saying, I don't want to have that kind of volatility. I don't want to take that kind of risk, lose 18% in 3 days. You say, no, let's park my money a little bit in a safer place. Gold is up 25% year to date. So this is why people move towards gold.
Wow. Well, 25% year-to-date.
Right. 25%. I was on your program earlier in the year, and I said 15 to 30%. I'm adjusting it now. We're going to have a 30 to 40% movement.
Okay, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. David Fisher joins me today, CEO of Landmark Capital. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for the emails. You know, one of these days, I'm just going to give away some a prize and go down the email list and, you know, whatever number somebody pulls out of a hat, that person will win something really cool. And then you'll say, oh, God, I was going to sign up for the email yesterday. I forgot. All right? A couple of weeks ago, a couple of people won, I know, the coffee mugs. They $5.95 at the store or something, but they won a couple of coffee mugs. It was great. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, I want to get right back to my guest because, I don't want to leave him hanging. I want to use all the time we have him. David Fisher's with me tonight. He's the CER. He's a CER. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. You know, David, that's my Boston coming out in me. When I start to get tired, right, the R's come out all over the place.
I could relate to whatever you said, and I'm with you 100%. I'm just a person like you, Joe, no matter what letters are behind my name. So pants on the same way, one leg at a time.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I get up late. I have to hop into the leg as I'm going up down the stairs. But, we were talking, and again, I want people to understand, this is not a fear moment. I'm not trying to make you afraid to buy gold or silver or anything like that, because I want you to understand that you have options. You always have options. You have ways to shore yourself up. You have ways to make sure that you can be financially sound if and when the crap hits the fan. And what's gone down in Europe should be an indicator, a mental indicator, to see what's happening and maybe sit down and think about different ways to handle this. Now, one of the things that David was talking about, gold increase, he's actually increased his prediction of where gold is going. But what I want to do is give you a basis for this. Now, the Euro Bank, David, you could step in when I go off, just step in and tell me I'm off. But the Euro Bank is a bank that actually handles all the money transactions for all those members of the EU and all those broke members of the EU. And the thing I get the biggest kick out of is you got all these countries that don't have any money, like Greece, and then Greece has to go to the EU to borrow money to pay their bills. Most of the time, it's to pay the interest on the money that they borrowed from the EU. Is that, wouldn't you love to go to the bank and say, hey, I got no money, and I owe you money, and in order for me to make the payment next month, I need to borrow some more money from you to make the payment of the money that I already owe you. All right? So they go and they do that, and the other banks that don't have any money, I mean, the other countries that don't have any money, they give it okay to lend money to Greece, but there's really no money there. There's nothing but numbers on a piece of paper. This will implode or explode at some point in time. Right, David?
You're exactly right. And most recently, when Greece did that, there was a big debate, and Germany was upset about all this because Germany is the most financially fit country in the euro. And they were saying in their vote of should we give Greece another chunk of money to pay the interest on that they owe us, and they were saying absolutely not, Germany was. And so this is why the concern amongst the big money of the world is by Britain exiting the euro, it will start a chain of process of other countries exiting also. Like France is already talking about it. Holland is going to have some voting on it coming up next year. And Austria is the next one on the table. But then all you have left is one strong country, Germany, and all the other countries are pretty much financially challenged, like Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Greece. And, you know, those countries over there are most of the countries went through some sort of a thing called what we've been talking about, a bail-in. And so they're financially strapped. And so one of the two financially sound countries leaving the euro causes not fear, but uncertainty of what might happen in the future if other countries. So this is why big money, big hedge funds, billionaires, like Jeffrey Gundlach, Stanley Druckenmiller, which I've mentioned them a few times. They're the biggest hedge fund manager in the United States, and they are the biggest buyers of hedge funds of gold. And they both have said buy gold aggressively.
David, I got to interrupt you for a second. It sounded like you said something Druckenmiller.
Druckenmiller.
I just wanted to make sure because I'm sitting there taking notes and I'm going. Did he say they need to change their name? If that's the name of that company, they need to change it. Anyway, they say buy gold. Go ahead.
And they've been saying it since August of last year. So the big money is now saying we're going to have a bigger movement in gold. So when I say we're going to have adjusting the figure from 15 to 30% to 30 to 40%, that's based upon not me just feeling it. It's based upon more factual documentation of what the big money is doing moving forward, that if we have more exiting from the euro and more upheaval as a result of that, we're going to have a higher price in gold.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. And not just America. There are other countries out there, and I know these are socialist countries, supposedly. They take care of their people. What are they? Some of those countries are at a tax rate of 75, 80, and 85%. And people are supposed to be able to depend on the government afterward, but that doesn't mean you get everything you want afterward. That means that they give you a minimum amount of dollars to live on, and they help you with living arrangements and that kind of stuff and food. But you know, you've worked all your life, and you may not have anything to see for it. Now, you were telling me last time you were on the show about these negative bonds, which I think is just hilarious. Put your money in the bank, and you get a negative return. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, you're talking about these negative bonds that Greece has. Germany has. Tell us more about that.
Well, Germany, a week before all this, or a few days before all this, the 10-year note for the German bond went negative. And so, in other words, it costs you money to hold their bond. There's five countries that have negative interest rates, and there's around $13 trillion right now out there that are negative interest rate driven. So there's a lot of money out there that people are paying a financial entity or a country, more per se, to hold their debt. And that's what that is. A bond or a note is a debt instrument.
Wow.
And, you know, if we would have been talking 15 years ago, we would have said there's no way in the world that the world would accept this. Yet we've been pushed this direction, and what has become the un-norm is now the norm. And so people are revolting. They're saying enough is enough. We've moved into a high debt global percentage worldwide global problem where countries have very severe high debt-to-income ratio, and they're barely making it. And the way of getting out of 2008 financial crisis is print more money, issue more bonds, and now those bonds are becoming worth less because they're lowering the rates. So we're headed for another financial calamity because you don't get out of debt by printing more debt. We got to go to the other direction. Not that I'm all for raising rates, you know, substantially, because that causes massive inflation, but we got to move that direction. And that's what the Fed's trying to do, but the markets are not allowing it. When the Fed tried to do this in December 18th, the market adjusted down 1,500 to 2,000 points in a matter of a couple weeks, so, and gold shot up. So the markets and the environment are saying we can't have high rates right now, or higher rates, because we can't make it in that environment, and so therefore we don't accept that.
You know, David, I have to ask you, the markets, just because the markets could be doing well, doesn't mean that gold and silver aren't things that you should own. I mean, but what we saw happen on Friday is I don't want to say proof positive, but it's an example of why if you had gold, your heart may not have skipped as many beats, right?
You're exactly right. You know, people prove what the market does by where they move their money. Gold went up because people moved money towards it. Markets went down because there was uncertainty and people panicked and got out of the market. Or the market just went down and then people stayed in the market and had a loss in the market. So, but when an interest rate that depicts the market is a problem that we're going to face on a major level because it affects the banking system, and the banking system is not on solid ground like they're telling us with the, you know, putting lipstick on the pig, and there's no money tree in essence out there. Even though the Fed can print money, it still has to create an asset class to do that. You know, and that's what quantitative easing was. They bought mortgage-backed securities that were defaulted, and they used that as an asset class to create more money. So they're not doing quantitative easing. The Fed isn't. So they're really bound by fractional system banking, which is...
All right, we got to go for a quick break. And then when we come back, I want to talk more about the why the banking system is in so much trouble. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. David Fisher joins me. We'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, iComp Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, again, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up on the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There are smarter people than I in the chat room. And then I love the lurkers, too. You know, there's always lurkers in there that are kind of, well, I don't know. You can't watch anything in the chat room, so why do you lurk? Pop forward, we'll actually log in and pay attention and respond. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I've got David Fisher with me right now. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and I always appreciate the time that he does spend with me. A lot of good information. David, thanks for joining me again.
Well, we're ready to get your ears sharpened here a little bit in your eyes like saucers, because we were talking about the banks, and I wanted to make sure we get the facts in on this. This is something that I was watching on my home television, and I pushed the pause button, and I rewound it, and I go, did I really hear what I thought I heard? And I did it twice. It's exactly what I thought I heard. And here's what was said. Janet Yellen, before the Senate Banking Committee, was asked by Senator Elizabeth Warren, and she said this: just recently, five of the largest U.S. banks have received a failing grade. Okay, let me put it in perspective. Failing means F, not a B minus. five of the largest banks received a failing grade by the FDIC and the Federal Reserve in their living will. And just to clarify what a living will is if the banks defaulted and couldn't survive because of an economic crisis, living will is how they unwind their books with their subsidiaries. Reading on. So in the event of the crisis, these banks would cause a severe downturn to the economy and make the U.S. taxpayer pay for the bailout of these banks.
We have so much money because we have so much money. Oh, yeah, just always more money out there.
That's what we've been talking about. That's the bail-in right there.
Oh,
so when people say, I don't know about that thing if it's really real, the Fed before the Senate Banking Committee. And I looked on YouTube previously. This is not the first time these exact verbiage of words are said. It was said last year at this time and the year before. So this is the third time the government, because of the Dodd-Frank Act bill, now clearly defines it publicly by saying that the taxpayer is going to pay for the next downturn of this crisis that banks will face. So putting into perspective, Lehman Brothers in 2008 brought the system down. They had $35 trillion in derivative risk, $639 billion in assets, but had 209 subsidiaries, and they couldn't unwind their books fast enough. And that's what caused this problem, and it took them 3 years to get out of bankruptcy. And they only had 209 subsidiaries. The five banks that are failing, Bank of America, Bank of New York Mellon, J.P. Morgan Chase, State Street, and Wells Fargo. Most of those are banks that we all recognize the name of.
Now, the Bank of America is somewhat surprising for some of us because, you know, they're into everything, and the government seems to be, I don't know, in bed with them to a degree. Am I just not too swift or what?
No, you're exactly right. This is a mainstream bank. There's eight banks, and five of the eight have not passed this thing called the living will. Now, let's put it into perspective. Let's just take one bank, J.P. Morgan, $2.5 trillion in assets, $75 trillion in derivative risk. That's roughly the whole size of the global economy. And they have 3,391 subsidiaries. There is no way they're going to be able to unwind and avoid a financial calamity because Lehman had 209.
Wow.
And they got 3,309 entities that are tied into them, you know, systemic risks. And this is why they're saying they're too big to fail. They can't fail because we'll have to bail them out. But the problem is that at some point in time, a bank this size will probably go through a major financial downturn and have some failing. And the will, the living will, says they're not prepared to unravel what they need to unravel in a timely manner. It will affect the economy, and it will affect the U.S. taxpayer. My fear is that when we have that happening, that this time, now the law's been passed of the Dodd-Frank Act, and they will raid our personal IRAs like they did in Ireland, in Greece, in Poland.
Wow.
Which are the countries.
Wow. And you got somebody in the chat room just saying that right now, that this bail-in before this happened, Greece and Ireland did it, and now you're looking here in America. They're going to have to. They have no other way to produce money, right?
Well, this time the Fed is leveraged at 77-1. They were leveraged at 10-1 before they did the bailout of the banking system. The Fed bailed it out last time. Wow. And they did that through quantitative easing. But this time, they're highly leveraged. And by their own admittance, the Fed didn't come to the rescue and said, we're going to bail them out. So what's happening is this time, it is clearly going on the taxpayer. So this is my concern, that our government, and that's why I put together this report, that our government is clearly passed laws that now legally your money is no longer legally your money. It's the entity that's holding it, and they can use it as a secure asset to control their financial future.
So let's get back to gold.
That's why people roll over their IRAs, 401ks, get physical possession of their metals, so that if this thing does happen, and is being talked about before Congress, it's not something that's a fallacy. And they have, we have five banks that have not complied with the living will test, and there's been no sanctions that have been invoked upon them. And that's a law by the Dodd-Frank Act that the Fed is supposed to do this. And that was another thing that was questioned in Congress.
David, I want to interrupt you to talk about, when we talk about gold, though, there's several ways to attain gold. You either get the, what is it called, gold bullion or gold bars or whatever it's called, and then there's gold coins. You know, some people have said if you strictly go to like a gold bullion kind of thing, then the government can still kind of make it illegal to own that, but coins will always be coins. I mean, help us understand.
Yeah, they can invoke, the president can get out his pen and do a signature that says they have the right to do this, and unfortunately it's been done before. In 1933, and this is why 99% of my clients, they're concerned about government and government intrusion, and they want to put themselves in the bullseye of that, so they get non-confiscatable gold. You know, and if somebody wants to learn more about that, there's different products out there, different types of gold, different markets. They have benefits and drawbacks. That's why we create an interactive conversation. We call it the financial blueprint that's tailor-made for everybody that we talk to. So, yes, there's different types of products, and this is why most people fear where the direction our country is going, and they wouldn't put it past this president to create that executive order with the signature of his pen and confiscate gold bullion.
I was going to say, stop encouraging him, will you please? So, again, let's get down to it. How do people get a hold of you? How do they find out more about, first of all, they need to understand the bail-in. This is not a scare tactic, people. You can go out. You can fight. If you do a little Googling, which is perfectly legal in this country, you do a little Googling, you can find out about the bail-ins. You can find out what's going on and how we're not just telling you this is happening. It actually is happening. And, David, how can they get information from you?
Well, they can call our company at 844-715-7311 or go to our website at landmarkgold.com. We put together this extensive report that puts it all into a picture, all the pieces of the puzzle, which we got off the internet. I mean, it's all documented. A lot of it comes from government websites, ours, ironically. So they're telling us there's just not a whole lot of people putting the whole pieces of the puzzle together to see the clear picture, but that's what this report does.
Give me the number one more time.
844-715-7311. Okay. Or our website, landmarkgold.com.
And if you head over to my site, therealside.com, our site, whatever, you'll also find links there to their website and what have you. And, you know, a lot of people I've spoken with that have called you have told me that there's never a hard sell. You know, they're more than willing to take the time it takes to help you understand what it's all about. We'll send you the information you need, but it's never kind of like, I don't want to send you the information unless you're going to buy something from me. They'll never hear that from you guys, and I'm pretty excited to hear that. It's a good thing, right? It's your business philosophy, basically, right?
That's who we are. It's who I am as a person. People are smart enough. You just give them enough facts, they can make good decisions for themselves, and they don't need any pressure. Unlike most entities, that's what they do. We operate just the opposite of that. Right. Education.
David, always, always, always a pleasure to have you on me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me, and have a great rest of the week.
You too. Thank you, Joe, and your listeners. I like what the chat line is saying there. I would agree with what Dave just wrote.
Yeah, that's why I say they're smarter than I am. I don't know why people even listen to me. They should just hop in the chat room during the show and talk with those people. They'll learn so much more. Anyhow, David, thanks for being with me. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Joe. Thanks. Yeah.
I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hang out. Got a lot coming up in the next hour, and I do mean a lot. All right? We're going to talk a little bit about gun stats. We're going to talk about Ben and Jerry telling a couple to go pound sand. You'll find out why later on. And the Democrats that did the sit-in, guess what? They own more guns than you and I do. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.